The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
We are now at the beginning of the Sefer Torah again. Still a number of parashas have gone by. Bereishis Neach and Lech Lecho. We're now on the fourth parasha, Parashas Vayiro, and we are studying about Avram Avinu. Avram was known as the first of the Oves, the first of the forefathers, Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, the Amud HaRishen, the first cornerstone, and also he was known as the Amud HaChesed. He was the one who established Chesed, the midah, the quality of loving kindness in the world. Now the Torah tells us in this parsha, Vayira Elov Hashem Elanei Mamrei V'hu Yoshev Pesach Ha'el Kechem Hayom. This was after HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Abraham in the Bris Milah, the circumcision. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Elanei Mamrei. This is the place where Avram was staying, and Avram was sitting in the front of the tent during the heat of the day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to be Mevaka Chele, to visit the sick. Why was Abraham Pesach Ohel in the front of the tent? So Rashi brings, Lireis im yesh eiver ushov yachnisom bebeisei, to see if there are any wayfarers, any travelers that day, so he could bring them into his house. So here we learn that Abraham was, not only did he do loving kindness for people when it was necessary, but he looked for the opportunity. He was out there looking to see if there are people traveling and he could bring them into his house. We must appreciate this because this was the Gemara tells us, Rashi quotes consistently from the Gemara in Bar Mitzvah and Daf Pei Vav and Daf Pei Zayin. The Gemara tells us that it was the third day of the Milah. The third day of the Milah is a very difficult day. It's a day with much pain. So Abraham should have been inside and he should have been resting. Instead he was waiting outside looking for travelers. This is one of the sources, this is the main source that we have in the Torah of Achdosas Orchim. That we're supposed to greet travelers, bring them into our homes, and give them lodging. States Kechem Hayom, it was the heat of the day. And this, the sage's comment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it very hot that day. Really, it shouldn't have been hot. Why? Because as we see a little later on, this took place during Pesach. Because the angels told Sarah that next year, at the same time, you'll be holding a son. And that was Yitzchok, and Yitzchok was born on Pesach. And Pesach is the change of seasons. Now it's Israel, the northern hemisphere, so Pesach is the springtime. And therefore it's not very hot. So why was it Kechem Hayom in the heat of the day? Kodesh Baruch Hu made it purposely very hot that day because he wanted travelers to stay away. If it's too hot, they won't travel in order not to be matriach, not to bother Abraham. But when he saw that Abraham had tzar from this, now here we go even further. Not only did he do chesed, if he couldn't do chesed, he was troubled. He had tzar. We saw Abraham, when Hashem saw Abraham had tzar from this, so then he realized that he must bring Abraham some travelers so he could fulfill the mitzvah of chesed. And Abraham looked up and he saw in the distance there were three people standing. And it states that they saw that he was sick and he was bandaged, so they didn't want to trouble him. And he was afraid they would go away and they wouldn't continue on their way towards him. So he went and he ran towards them. Here we see again, he went out, didn't wait for them to come, he went out to them. And even though he was sick, and it's for a man of his age, Abraham was 99 years old, 100 years old. And for a man of his age to, after an operation, and to go run in the heat of the day, we see the great love he had for this mitzvah. Vayomar, and he said, Hashem, im no motzo shichein beinecho, al no savor me'al avdecho. He says, please don't go away.
Please come in. Yukach noma. Maim verachatzu raglechem v'yishonu tachaso eitz. Come in, and I'll give you, take some water and wash off your feet and rest in the shade of the tree. V'ech chofas lechem v'sadu libchem achat havoru ki alkein avatem al abdichem v'yemru kein taasek asher dibalto. And I'll give you a little food to eat, some bread, and afterwards, then you'll go on your way. So they said, all right. The sages comment that this that he said, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was visiting him. And he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu to wait. Please wait, because I have to take care of the travelers. So the Gemara asks, how could he do such a thing? So the Gemara brings from here, Gedola Hachnosis Orachim, Yeser Mikabolas Pnei Ashkina. That we see that the mitzvah of taking in wayfarers is greater than even speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Abraham told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wait till I take care of these people. Another comment they make, that he said, come in, take a little water, I'll bring you some bread. So he didn't say much. And then he prepared a great feast for them, as we see. So this is the Gemara says, Sadikim Aimrim Yat Asim Harbe. It's the way of the righteous, they say a little and they do a lot. But Shoim, the wicked, is Aimrim Harbe, Asim Ma'at. They say a lot and they do a little. This is what we hear in the world today, a lot of talk. So when it comes to actual deeds, they're very few and wide apart. But by the tzaddikim, the righteous, they didn't talk much. They were more interested in doing. Vaymaher Avraham Elo, El Soro, Vaymer Mari Shleish Soim Kemach, Shleish Seilis Lushi Vasi Ugeis. And Avraham hurried. Everything he did was with his rizus, rizusa de Avraham. The Gemara refers to the great zeal and the great enthusiasm and love. He was known as the pillar of chesed and the pillar of love of Avraham. And he said, hurry, take 3 measures of flour and knead them and make them into cakes, into loaves, that are bokarots. And he ran to the cattle. Again, we're speaking here of an old man that was sick. And it was a hot day. He ran to the cattle, Vayikach ben bokarach v'tov, and he took a young bullock, soft and good. The Gemara comments on this, he took 3. It says he took a young one, a soft one, and good one. It's not referring to one, he took 3. Why did he take 3? Because one of the great delicacies of the day was to feed, was to eat the tongue of an animal. The shenis imhadu. The tongue was with a relish, with a mustard. He wanted to give each one a full tongue, so he took 3 animals. And then he gave them to the lad to prepare them. Now why did he give them to the lad? Here we see Abraham is not looking. Abraham had many, many servants. He was a very, very wealthy person. He had followers, he had servants. He always had to do with kings, and in the last parsha, when they wanted to give him money, he wouldn't take it. So why did he give it to the lad? So this, Rashi brings, L'chanchi b'mitzvahs. This lad was Yishmael, and Abraham not only was the Amud HaChesed for himself, the pillar of Chesed for himself, but he imbued this in all of his generations. So in order to teach the lad Chesed, and this lad was Yishmael, that's why he wanted to have him participate also in the mitzvah, in order that he should remember this. Until today, the Arab nations know the mitzvah of Chesed. People will tell you stories that they can be your greatest enemies, but if you're a guest in their house, they will never harm you, and you're a king. They will do everything for you. This they learned from Yishmael, who learned this in the house of Abraham. And he took butter and milk, and he took the bullock. The Gemara says, he didn't wait till everything was ready. He realized they must be hungry. So as soon as one dish was ready, he brought it to them. And he stood over them to serve them, to see that all of their needs were taken care of. Even though he was a great king, he stood over them. Actually, there's a Gemara. There's a Gemara that one of the Talmidei Chachomim was serving some of his colleagues or disciples, and they didn't want to take the service from him because they said that you're a Talmud Chochem. So he said, who was greater than Abraham? And still we see Abraham himself participated, did this. Then the Malochim, the angels, he didn't know they were angels. Fact is, he thought they were Arabs. He thought they were idolaters, because the Gemara comments that he had them wash off their feet before coming into the house. He didn't want them to bring in the dust of idolatry of Avodah Zarah into the house. But then the Malochim, the angels, got down to business to talk to Abraham and to Sarah in regards to that in a year from now they'll have a child. If we go a little further, and Pasuk Yud Zayin, it states that after the angels took care of this Besura, this great news that they brought, they had another business to do, and that was to go to the city of Sodom and Gomorrah in order to destroy the city. And and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in Pasuk Yud Zayin, "Vashem amana machas ani me'avram asher ani aseh." Will I conceal from Abraham what I'm going to do? Abraham, hoyo yiyeh legei gadol ve'otzem v'nivrechu kol gei ha'aretz. From Abraham is going to come, he's going to be blessed and mighty, and all of the nations of the world will be blessed. So therefore Hashem decides to tell Abraham what he's going to do. And he says, ki yodativ leman asher yitzave es bonov v'zbeisei achrov v'shomdu derech Hashem la'aseh zdoko mishpot. Kiyodativ means because I have chosen Abraham and I have brought him close because I know that he will command his sons and his household after him, and they will guard the way of Hashem to do charity, tzedakah u'mishpat, to do charity and justice. So here again we learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw in Abraham that he was the pillar of these great mitzvahs, and he was going to imbue them to his sons. Right before the angels left, in Pasuk Tes Zayin, it states, V'Avraham ha'ilech imam v'shalchom. Abraham walked with them. Why did he walk with them? So here we learn another mitzvah of this sort. Mora brings from here, we learn the mitzvah of Levaya. That when someone comes into your home, a traveler, not only should you give him to eat and should you give him lodging, but it's a mitzvah to escort him when he leaves. Escort him on his way. Just like there's a mitzvah of achnosis orchim to bring in wayfarers, there's a mitzvah of avayis orchim to escort them on the way. And the Gemara brings this as a very, very important mitzvah. In fact, the vaya is gedela, that it's even a greater mitzvah than bringing them into the home. And it's a, you escort them, and it's a protection for them, and this is the source. This is what Abraham was doing. Incidentally, all of these acts that Abraham did, being that he was the beginning of the nation, these all made an everlasting imprint in the history of the nation itself. The Gemara brings that for every act, the children were rewarded forever. For example, this that we were zeicher to have mon in the desert, that was because Abraham came and brought food to the Orchim. Or this that we had the slav, this that we had the quail, or this we had the water. And the Gemara brings whatever Abraham did by himself that came to Klal Yisrael without a medium. And whatever Abraham did through a shliach, that came through a shliach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it through a medium. Then Hashem tells Abraham what he's going to do in regards to Sodom and Gomorrah, that he's going to destroy these cities. In Pasuk Chof Gimel, Vayigash Abraham vayemar. Abraham came forward. What does the word vayigash mean? Rashi brings motzinu. He says it can mean three things. Motzinu hagoshel l'mlochoma. The word vayigash is a strong word. It means that he charged forward. We find vayigash when you're ready for war. We find hagoshel l'pius when you're ready to try to be mafayis, to appease someone, to make peace. We find this word vayigash and hagoshel l'tfilo. When you're ready to be mispalel, to pray to Hashem, we find this word vayigash. What does it mean here? So Rashi brings all three. Ulechol eile nichnas Avraham. Avraham was prepared for all three strategies, the daber koshes, lepiyus, letfila. To argue and to state his case, while Zidon ve'amore should not be destroyed by the Almighty, to appease the Almighty, and to pray to the Almighty. Why was this? Because we see that Avraham had so much chesed in himself, and he was so compassionate, that it was difficult for him to accept that these cities should be destroyed and annihilated totally. And therefore the Torah now goes into a whole parsha of the arguments that take place between Avraham and the Almighty. In the next parsha, in the next chapter, when the angels come to the house of Lot, so it states also in Pasuk Beis, Vayemer hinei Noah Adonai suru Noah al beis abdechem velinu v'rachatzu raglechem, that Lot also said, he said, my masters, come into the house, wash up, rest, and tomorrow morning you'll go on your way. But meanwhile, tonight you'll rest in my house. You won't have to stay in the street. So here the Chazal state, Lomad bebeis Avraham, hachnosus orchim. Lot was the nephew of Avraham. Lot was the brother to Sora, and the nephew to Avraham. Lot learned in the house of Avraham this mitzvah of lachsu acha orchim, in order to the mitzvah of bringing in wayfarers. So again we see the impression that Avraham had on the people around him. Near the end of the Sedra, well, not at the end, but in Pasuk Chof Aleph, excuse me, in Chof Aleph Pasuk Lamed Gimel, it's much further on in the Sedra, it states that by Avraham, by Yita Esho, Bever Shova, by Yikra Shom B'Shem Hashem, Kelolom. And Avraham planted an Esho in Be'er Sheva, and there he called out to Hashem, who was the God of the world. What does this mean? The Gemara brings him a Sechta Seita. Mother brings in Daf Yud. Omer Eish Lakish Melamed Shosu Pardes V'Nota Bei Kol Mini Megodim. What is an Eishel? It was a pardes, an orchard. But he planted beautiful orchards in order beautiful fruits could grow, and this he would have to feed to travelers. Reb Yudah Reb Nechemya Omar Chad Omar Pardes V'Chad Omar Pundik. Another opinion in the Gemara was a Pundik. Pundik was a hotel that he built hotels in order that wayfarers should have a place to stay. What does it mean? Vayikra Shom B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam. What does it mean that there he called out to Hashem? So the Gemara says, Melamed Shikri Avraham Avinu Shmei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bepeh Kol Eiver V'Shov. that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made known through the mouths of all of those who came there. Ketzat. For example, La'ach Hashochlu V'shosu. After they would eat and drink, Omdu L'vorchei. They stood up to give Abraham a blessing. Omalehem V'chim V'shiliach Haltem. Mishal Elekei Olam Achaltem. Did you eat from my food? It's not my food. It's the food of the God who has created the world. And then they would ask, who is this God? And he would teach them about it. He would say so. Bless him. Hodu v'shofchu u'borchu l'misha omar v'hoya olam. Give blessing and give praise and thanks to he who has said, let the world come into existence. So this is what it means. Vayita Avram eshel bever shova, that in Be'er Shova Avraham built an planted or built an eshel. Vayikra shom b'shem Hashem kel olam. And there the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called out to. And the Chazal say Eshel is made up of three letters. Aleph, Shin, Lamed, Achilo, eating, Shtia, drinking, Levaya, Alino. Well, there's two interpretations. Lino either means to rest, or Levaya, and to escort. These were the mitzvahs of Atnosis Orchim. In Ovis de Rabnosim, on the Mishnah, there's a Mishnah in the Perek Aleph of Mesechta Ovis, Hevi Bais Pasuach Lerevocha, that a person's house should always be open, and this we learn from Avraham. So it states that Avraham would always serve people more, a better quality of food that they were accustomed to eat. If they weren't accustomed to eat bread from wheat, he would give them bread from wheat. If they weren't accustomed to eat meat, he would feed them meat. If they weren't accustomed to drink good wine, he would give them wine. And there also it states that not only in one place, but all along the roads, Avraham built hotels and lodges in order to fulfill this mitzvah and to teach people this mitzvah. This we also find this Midas HaChesed in last week's Parsha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avraham, and Avraham at that time was living in the city of Choron. And Choron was not in Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him and said, Lech Lecho, go out from your house, from your family, and go to Eretz Yisrael. So it states, Vayikach Avraham es Sarai Ishtei ves Leib ben Achi ves Kol Rechushim Asher Rechoshu ves Hanefesh Yishos v'Choron. And Avraham took Sarai's wife, Lot, his nephew, all of their belongings, ves Hanefesh Yishos v'Choron, and all of the lives which they created in Choron. So what does it mean, the lives that they created in Choron? So the Targum brings the Shabido L'Arayis v'Choron, all of the people they taught Torah to in Choron. Now here we're speaking in Choron, which was the area of Iraq, of Babylonia, of Babel. Rashi brings Sheikh Nisan Tachas Kanfi Ashkino. They took with them all of the people that they brought under the wings of the Shekhino. Avraham Megayas Anoshim, Vesorim Megayas Anoshim. Avraham would come and bring all of the men close to the Almighty and teach them the mitzvahs of that the Bnei Neach, that the children of Neach were commanded in, and Sora would bring close all of the women. And because of this, the Torah considers that they made these people. That's why it says all of the people which they made. The Rambam writes that Avraham had thousands and ten thousands of followers. So we see here also, when it came to bringing people close and teaching others Torah, which is a chesed, a great chesed, here also Avraham excelled in. The Rambam brings at the end of Hilchos Avelos, in Perek Yud Dalet. He brings Sfar Halavaya Merub Minakol Vuachek Shechokaku Avrom Avinu V'derech HaChesed Shenogubo. He says to take care of travelers and people who are in need is a mitzvah which we learn from Avraham. And the Sfar Halavaya, the mitzvah to escort them on their way when they continue their journey, this is greater than all of the rest. And this is a statute which Avraham has hewed out through his chesed. Michael Avrei Drochim, he would feed the wayfarers, Maskeison, he would give them to drink, Umalaveison, and he would escort them. Ugdeilach Nosesochim Mekabolet Pneishchina. And the taking in of wayfarers is greater even than the receiving of the presence of the Almighty. Shneiman, he brings our source. And this mitzvah is not only a mitzvah that we know from the Torah, but this is a mitzvah that Abraham established in the world and for his children. In Hilchas Matnas Anim, in Perek Tes, excuse me, in Perek Yud, the Rambam writes, Chayovin onu lizore b'mitzvah tzedakah. When it comes to charity, a charity is part of the mitzvah of chesed. Actually, the mitzvah of chesed is greater than the mitzvah of charity the Gemara brings, but charity is a type of chesed. So he says, when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, to helping other people, so we are obligated to be more careful with this mitzvah, yesi mikol mitzvah esrei, more than any other positive mitzvah in the Torah. Why? Why is it different than any other mitzvah? There are 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. He says this mitzvah is different. Shehatzdokah simen letzadik zera Avraham Avinu. Because tzedakah is the hallmark that the person is from the seed of Abraham. Tzedakah, this mitzvah of tzedakah and chesed, these are mitzvahs which are attached to Avraham Avinu. And when someone does these mitzvahs, this is a sign he's from his seed. As it states, he brings the pasuk in our Sedrik, Yedativ lemanashi yitzav is bonav las is doka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know that Avraham will teach his children how to do tzedakah. So therefore, this means that when someone does tzedakah, this is a good proof that he's from the children of Avraham Avinu. V'chol mi shehu achzori, if you come across of a person who cannot do chesed and tzedakah, he's cruel, and he doesn't have compassion to other people, and he cannot give from what he has to other people, yesh lochus liyachusei. So the Rambam brings, he brings from the Gemara, then his lineage is of suspect. If you find a person like that, then we might be able to suspect that he's not from the seed of Abraham. She'ein ha'achzoris mitzuya lebe'akum. Because cruelty, this is not found by the seed of Abraham. This is found now only by the idolaters. V'chol Yisrael v'anivu aleihem ki'achim hem. By Yisrael, they act as brothers to each other. So here again we see how this mitzvah is miuchedus, how this mitzvah is identified with Avraham Avinu. In our Sedra, we have the episode of after the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, and Lot ran away from the vicinity, and he went into a cave, and his two daughters thought that everyone in the world was destroyed, and they were worried what will happen to the future of the world. And there was a bottle of wine in the cave there, so they said, let's get our father drunk in order that he could bear children from us. And two children were born, one by the name of Moab, which means that he came from his father, and the other by the name of Ammon, which means my nation. And from these two children came about two great nations, two great mighty nations. In Parshas Kisetse, in Dvorim Chav Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, where the Torah is telling us who's allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael and who's not allowed to. So there it states, Le'yove Amoni u'ma'ovi b'kal Hashem. These two nations, Amon u'ma'ov, shall not enter into the community of Hashem. They shall not be allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Gam dor asiri le'yove lehem b'kal Hashem. Even the 10th generation, after Gerus, even if they convert, they become Jews, but from these two nations, they shall not be allowed to marry into the central community of Hashem. Forever. Why? Now there are all nations generally, once they convert, they're considered full-fledged Jews and they can marry into the central community. There are a few rare exceptions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rejected for three generations. But these were the only two which are rejected forever. Because it states Al-Dvar HaShalekidmu Eschem Balechem V'mayim B'derek B'tzeischem B'mitzrayim. So the Torah gives two reasons. The first reason is because when you were coming out of Egypt, many years later, many generations later, you were coming out of Egypt, and you came near the lands, and they should have come to you with bread and water, because they're related to you. These are the children of Lot, and Lot was a nephew of Abraham. They should have come to you with bread and water, and they didn't. So because of that, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejected them forever. Now, it would seem very harsh. Just because of this, they're rejected forever. But what do we see from here? We see because they couldn't identify with the quality of Avraham Avinu. The major quality of Avraham was that the Amud HaChesed, the pillar of love and kindliness that he could show other people. And here you have two nations that are even relatives to Avraham, and they could not show this, so this is a sign that they cannot identify. The fact is, the Ramban goes even further. The Ramban says that really they owed everything to the children of Avraham, because why were they saved? They were saved, they were brought in this world only because they were saved, their father Lot was saved from Sodom and Amorah. And Lot was saved from Sodom and Amorah only because of the schus of Avraham. This is what the sages tell us. Really, he didn't deserve to be saved. But because of the schus of the merit of Avraham, this is why he was saved. So here they come from the family, and they owe everything to this family, and they still could not bring from themselves to give to the children of Avraham. So this is a sign that they're very, very far from the quality of Avraham. They cannot identify. Like the Rambam writes, he says that if someone has this quality, this is a sign he's from the children of Abraham. If he doesn't, then he's not from their children. And therefore, Ichaku, the Torah, rejected them and distanced them forever, that they can never come into the nation. But the Gemara says on this, the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis says, Omer Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Yeshi Ben Kisma. Rabbi Yechon says in the name of Rabbi Yeshi Ben Kisma, Gedele Legima Shirchiko Shtei Mishpachas Bi'Yisrael. Legima is food which you give someone who needs it, food that you give a wayfarer. It was said in the name of Rabbi Echron by Rabbi Yosef ben Kishma. Come and see how great this food is that you give to a wayfarer. Shehirchiko shtei mishpoches miYisrael. Two great families from Israel were rejected and distanced from coming into Israel because over alagima, over the fact that they did not give food to the wayfarers. Advara shalekid maskem belechem mayim. One shouldn't think that when you give some food to a wayfarer, it's a dover kotten. What is it? Over this legima, over this food, two nations lost their schus forever to affiliate with Klal Yisrael. Then the Gemara says further, Rabbi Yechon de Yoma, Rabbi Yechon said, Merchakas esakrevim umakareves esarachekim. It says those who are close by, if they do not fulfill this mitzvah, it distances them. Those who are far away, if they do fulfill this mitzvah, it brings them close to Yisrael. This mitzvah of giving food to a wayfarer causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to close his eyes to the wicked. It causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu even to bring his shechina to the prophets of Baal of idolatry. And when we speak of this subject, that even if it's unintentional, if somebody does not give food to a wayfarer, but it's unintentional, it says if it was done intentionally. Now the Gemara explains. Where do we see that it can take someone who is close and distance him completely? By Amen and Moav. These were two nations that were close by. They were close for two reasons. They were close firstly because they were related, and secondly in distance they were close. Their territory was right close to Klal Yisrael. And still we see they were distanced forever because they were not careful with this mitzvah. Umekareves esarachekim, and those who are far away, it can bring them close. How? Yisrael was from a different land. He was from Midian. And Midian is a land which is far away from Eretz Yisrael. And the Omer B'yechnem Mishkar Kiren Lei V'yecha Lochem Zochu B'nei Vono V'yoshu B'lishkes Hagozis. When the daughters of Yisrael were saved by Moshe, by the well, and then they came home, and Yisrael asked them what happened and why are you home so early today? And they told the story. So Yisrael said, Kiren Lei V'yecha Lochem, go out and bring that man back. And we'll give him bread. We'll give him bread and we'll give him lodging. What happened? Through this, Yisra's daughter married Moshe. Because of this bread, Yisra's daughter married Moshe. Yisrael was Megayer converted. And eventually, Yisrael's children sat in the Lishkes Hagozis. They became members of the Sanhedrin in Agdela. They became members of the great court. So we see, Mekareves Esarachekim, that those who are far away, through this type of mitzvah, it can bring them close. Then the Gemara says, "Ma'alema seinai min arashoy min micho." It causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to close his eyes from the acts of the wicked, from micho. Micho was a person who came out of Egypt with Klal Yisrael, and he was a rosho. He was a wicked person, and in Eretz Yisrael, he used to have an idol, Pesel Shel Micho. He had an idol, and the smoke from the burning of the incense to his idol used to go up into the sky, and it used to almost meet the smoke from the burning of the incense and the sacrifices from the altar in Shiloh. And the Malachim, the Gemara brings, the Malachim, the angels, became very, very angry at this. And they wanted permission to kill Micho. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't let them. Why? Because he was a tremendous Machnis Orech. His house was open to all people
and all people he would give bread to. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, leave him.
So from here we learn, that if you have a rosh, a wicked person, but he does chesed, he does good to other people. Doesn't keep the Torah, but he does good to other people. And he gives from his food to other people who need, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu closes his eyes. He doesn't look at the rishis, at the wickedness of the person. This is what the Rabbi Yochanan says. And then, Masheshkina Anaviya Abal, the Gemara brings a case where HaKadosh Baruch Hu let his Shekhinah, his presence, dwell even on the prophets of Baal of idolatry, because they were machnish orchim, they were good in the midst of chesed. And then the Gemara brings the final case, and that is b'shigosa elezodin, that if a person does not give food to someone in need, even though it's not with intention, it's unintentional, Eilis Zodin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers as if it was with intent. Where is the source from this? Domar of Yehuda of Arab. Yehuda said in the name of Arab, Il mole hilvui yainasan, the David, stay kikres lechem. If Yehonasan would have lent David, if Yehonasan would have hilvo, if he would have escorted him, when David went away, two loaves of bread, leineher ganev, ir hakahanim, the city of Nov, which was the city of Kahanim, would not have been killed. Leinitra deg ha'adomi, deg ha'adomi would not have gone off the proper path. Leinerak Shaul v'shleishis bonav, and Shaul and his three sons would not have been killed. Now, a great tragedy came from this, and let's go a little into the background of what took place. In Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perechof, now in Perek Yud Zayin, here we have the famous story of Goliath. The Klal Yisrael, Saul was the king, and Klal Yisrael was fighting with the Plishtim, with the Philistines. It says, Vayashvu Plishtim es machneem la milchomo, Vayashvu Seichel Asher Yehuda v'yachnu ben Seichel ben Azeko be'efes dimdanim. They gathered together in a certain place for war, and Saul was the king, and the Philistines were standing and camping on one mountain, and Yisrael were camping on another mountain, and there was a valley between them. Vayetzi isha beinayim mimachna is plishtim goliyishmei migos govei seish amish mizoros. And there came out from them a person from the Plishtim, from the Philistine. His name was Goliath. And he was 6 ames and a zeres high. So over 10 feet high. He was a giant. And he had a copper helmet on, the Syrian kaskasim hulomush, and he was covered totally with armor, with mishkal Syrian chameshes alafim shkolim nechashis, with the weight of 5,000 shkolim, it was a certain weight of copper. Umitzchas necheshin al raglov, mikidei necheshis ben kshefov, and he had armor around his legs, and he had armor behind his neck. Vecheitz chanisei kimnor orgim al heves chanisei sheish mea shkolim barzel. And he had a great arrow, and a great bow.
and they weighed 600 shkolim of iron. And then he had a servant who was carrying a great shield walking in front of him. And he stood in the valley, and he called out and he said, "Why do we have to go to war? Anechi aplishti v'atem avodim l'shol, b'ru lachem ish v'yer Eloi. You choose one man and let him come out and fight with me. If he will be victorious, then we will be slaves unto you. If I will be victorious, then you will be slaves unto us." And nobody would dare go out to fight him. And this person, Goliath, he stood there and he cursed. He cursed Klal Yisrael, he cursed the Almighty. And this went on for many days. Nobody was capable of fighting. Then it states, the David ben Ish Ephrosi. David was the son of a person who came from Ephros, which was Beis Lech of Yehuda, and his name was Yishai. And he had 8 sons. So Ish b'meisho zokin bo ba'anoshim. And Yishai was a very well-known person in those days. And 3 of his sons were fighting in the army. And David was the youngest. And David kept the sheep. And David would go back and forth to communicate with the sons that were in the army and to bring them food and so forth. He went down to the camp on the instructions of his father to bring them food. So he heard, this went on for many, many days, that this giant was there and he was yelling and cursing and threatening and challenging. And nobody was doing anything. And every person that saw this man became very afraid and they ran out from near him. Then he heard someone say, "Vayemi ish Yisrael, harisem ha'ish ha'ela azer, ki lechoref es Yisrael ha'ela, voye ish ha'she yakeno yashreno ha'melech." That if there's a Ben Yisrael that can smite this person, then the king will make him wealthy. Eishu Godl. There's Bita Yitinla, and he will give him his daughter. There's Beis Oviv Yasechovshi Yisrael. In the house of his father, he will make free from all taxes and all obligations to the king. So David went and started to talk to people. And he said, "We can't let this Philistine just stay here. And mi aplishti oel azeh ki cheref ma'archei selakim chayim. This uncircumcised Philistine should stay and should curse the armies of Hashem." And he went from one person to another saying this. When his brothers found out, they became very angry. And they said, "What are you doing here? Why did you leave the sheep? We know you came down because you want to see war." And they tried to chase him away, so he went to someplace else. And finally he kept talking and going from one place to the other and said, "Isn't there a man that will stand up against him and to imply that he's ready to go," and so forth. And finally he was taken notice and they took him to the king. They took him to Shaul HaMelech. Vayemer David el Shaul, "Al yipol lev odom olov, avdecho yelech v'nilcham im haplishti hazeh." And he told the king, he says, "I, your servant," he says, "I'm not afraid. I will go fight him." So he said, "How can you go fight him? That person, ever since he was young, was a soldier. You're not a soldier." So David told him a story. Actually, we don't need all of this background for the Gemara, but it's very interesting, so we'll go into it. So David said, "Reya hayo avdechol ovi batzayin." He says, "I was a shepherd for my father's sheep. And one day a lion came and a bear, and they took a sheep from the flock. And I went after it and I took a hold of it. I grabbed him by the chin and I killed the lion. I killed the lion and I killed the bear. Actually, the Gemara Darshan's Gam
that there were three lions and three bears. There was a lion with two of its cubs, and there was a bear with two of its cubs. And David said, "I killed it all." And this Philistine, this uncircumcised Philistine, will be just like one of them. How dare him curse the armies of the living God? David said, "The Almighty, the God which has saved me from the hand of the lion and the hand of the bear, he will save me from this Philistine." So Shaul said to David, "Lech, go, Hashem imoch, and Hashem should be with you." So they dressed David in the armor of Shaul, and they gave him his copper helmet, and they gave him his armor, and they put around him his sword. And Shaul was very, very big. It says that Shaul was the tallest of the nation. People only came to a shoulder. And when they finished dressing David and all of this, it said, he couldn't move, couldn't carry the armor. So he said to Shaul HaMelech, to King Saul, he says, "I cannot go with this armor, I can't carry it." So they took it off. So he took a, David went and took a stick. Actually it was a sling. And a stick with a sling. And he chose from the stream five smooth stones. And he put them in a little container that he carried, that the shepherds would carry around their belt. But he took a stick and he took his sling. And he went forward to the Plishti. As the Plishti saw David come, and it says David was Armeni, he was redhead, he was very beautiful. So he didn't look like a soldier at all. So he shouted, he says, "Am I a dog that you're coming to me with sticks?" And he started to curse David and the Almighty. And he said, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the heavens and to the animals of the field." David said to the Plishti, "You have come to me with a sword and with a spear, with other types of weapons. And I am coming to you by the name of the Almighty, who is the God of the army of Israel, which you have cursed. Hayim azeh, today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall give you into my hands. And I will kill you, and I will cut off your head. And I will, and the corpses of the entire camp of the Philistines today will be given to the birds of the heavens, and lechayes ha'oretz, and to the animals of the land. And all of the nations, the entire land will know that God, the God of Israel, is the true God. And they will all know that not through the sword and through the spear does Hashem save us, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make war for us." And when the Plishti heard this, he became very angry and he started to charge at David. And David hurried and he ran, and he ran to a certain angle to meet the Plishti, and he put his hand into his utensil, and he took out a stone and he put it in his sling, and he shot it at the Plishti, and it hit him in the forehead, and the stone sunk into his forehead and he fell to the ground. And David ran forward, and he had no sword in his hand. And he took the sword from the Plishti, he took it out of its sheath, and he cut off the head of the Plishti. And then all of the Plishtim saw this, and they all ran. And all of the armies of Klal Yisrael chased them, and there was a great annihilation of the army that day. Then, Ukirei Shol es David Yetze Likras HaPlishti, when Shol came, so what happened? So he said to Avner, Saratsova, he said to Avner, his
his general, Ben Mize Hanar Avner. He said, Avner, who is that lad? Who is he the son of? Vayemer Avner, Hey Nafshecho Amelech Im Yodoti. And Avner says, I don't know. So he said, Vayemer Amelech Shalato Ben Mize Olom. He says, go find out who that lad is. And when David came back, so they went, and Avner brought him to the king. And he said, who are you the son of? And he said, I'm the son of Yishai Beis Halachmi. Now the Gemara brings in Masechet Yevamos. Can you give me the Gemara Yevamos, please? The Gemara brings in Masechet Yevamos and I find one of the days. Gemara says, actually Ein Zayin, no, Ein Vav Amud Beis. What does it mean that Shaul asked Avner, his general, who is that lad? And who's he the son of? It says before that he knew him. Shaul had known David by Hila and Ase Caleb, and he used to serve Shaul. So the Gemara says he didn't ask on him, he asked who's his father? Benmi. So the Gemara says, but it says, Vayish b'mei Shaul zokid bo ba'anoshim. It says the father of David, Yishai, was a well known person, a prestigious person that was very well known. So this is what he said. He said, find out where does he come from. Does he come from Peretz or does he come from Zorach? David had come from Yehuda, from the tribe of Yehuda. And Yehuda had two sons. One was Peretz and one was Zerach. And the Malchus, Yehuda, the kingship, was to go through Peretz. So he says, find out who he comes from. If he comes from Peretz, then I know he will be a king, because the kings are coming from that family. If he comes from Zerach, then he will just be a hashiva. He will be an important nobleman, but not a king. Why? Because Shaul had saw, the Gemara brings, that he had seen in him signs, simoni malchus, signs of royalty. And therefore he wanted to know where he came from. Now there was a man there by the name of Doeg HaDomi. Doeg HaDomi, Domi, was a Talmud Chochem. He was a great scholar. But for some reason he didn't like David. And he said, he says, he told Shaul, King Saul, he says, rather than worrying whether he's fit to become a king or not fit to become a king, he says, I would worry about something else. If he's a Koshi Yisrael, if he's not a Koshi Yisrael, if he can marry into Klal Yisrael, because the Kosi may Rus Amoavio, because he comes from Rus. One of his ancestors, Boaz, had married Rus, and Rus was from Moab, and Moab were from the nations we mentioned that were rejected forever from Klal Yisrael. So Doeg HaDomi was attacking now the status of David. He says, well, here you're discussing if he has kingship in his ancestry or not. Let's discuss if he's a kosher Jew. He might be a Moabite. And if he's from Moab, then he can't marry into Klal Yisrael. So Avner came to his protection. He said, Tanina Amoni Vele Amenis, Moavi Vele Moavis. This that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejected. Those nations were only the males, not the females. Moses says, why? Because it was the way of the males to come out with the bread and water. When another nation was passing the borders, so the males should. Kol kfu de bas melech pinima. Females, they didn't go out to out of the city to meet other nations. They stayed in the homes. So therefore there was no accusation against the females, only the males. Therefore only the males were rejected, not the females. So the Gemara goes through a whole discussion of this, but anyhow, Dov Adomi was not from the admirers of Dovid HaMelech. I don't know if it was something that he had in nature, or maybe he meant it sincerely, because he was a great scholar, and the Gemara goes through a whole discussion where he supported his arguments, but at any rate, he wasn't. Then the Tanakh brings us that David gained tremendous popularity from this act. Plus, he became a very dear friend of Yohanan. Yohanan was the son of David of Shaul. Very dear. And it tells us that he became a great soldier in the armies of Shaul, and he became very close to King Saul. And when David would come back from the war, so the women would go out and they would dance and sing, and with musical instruments, to meet Shaul and to meet David. And what would they say? They would say, "Hiko Shaul ba'alofa v'David b'revaisov." But Shaul, Saul has killed thousands, and David has killed 10,000s. And Shaul became very jealous. And he says, before you know it, they'll give him the kingship also. So from here started to deteriorate the relationship between Shaul and David HaMelech. And finally it came to a head, and Shaul was very worried that the malucha, the kingship, would be usurped by David and not by his son Yohanan. And they became very worried, and Shaul became sick and so forth, and he started to do all kinds of strange things. Finally he told David, he told Yohanan, that he doesn't want David around anymore and he's going to kill him. So David had to flee for his life. So in Perek Chof, it tells a story that, and this is this we always lay on Mochara when Shabbos comes out the day before Rosh Chodesh, we always lay this as the Haftarah. So David was in hiding because Shaul had given command that David is to be put to death. And he had all the soldiers out looking for him. And the people had to turn him in. So David was out hiding. So Yonasan said, "Look, I'll feel out my father. Today there's a Sudas Reish Kedish." He told him, "Tomorrow is a Sudas Reish Kedish. This is why we read this the day before Reish Kedish. And I'll be there with my father. Let me feel out him out. Maybe he's changed his mind. And then I'll come out to the woods where David's hiding. And I'll shoot some arrows and we'll make a sign. And then after I send the lad away, you can come out of hiding." So he tells him the story, and he finds out that Shaul still wants to kill him. So he shot the arrows in a way to tell him that it was danger, and then he sent the lad back. And then Yonasan, David came out of hiding, and Yonasan told him that he has to go away and he has to run for his life. And Yonasan said to David, "Go in peace. And they swore to each other that they would always be together, they would always be friends, they and all of their children. There'll never be any hatred." And Yonasan sent him away. And David went, and he came to a city. And the name of the city was Nov. And it was a city of Kahanim. And Ahimelech, who was the head of the city, came out to meet David, and he says, David was so great of a person and so close to the king, why are you traveling alone and nobody is with you? So he said, the king has sent, David didn't want to say why, so he said, the king has sent me on a journey, which is top secret, and nobody is supposed to know. That's why I didn't take anyone with me, and that's why I'm traveling without any arms and so forth. So, and then David said, I'm hungry. You have five loaves of bread. You have something you can give me to eat. So he said, all right. He goes through a story and he says, all right, I'll get something for you. And he gave him some bread. And Dog HaAdomi was in that city. Dog HaAdomi was in that city. And he saw what took place. And he gave him the bread. And then David, and also in that city was the sword that belonged to Goliath. He gave him that sword, and then David went away to hide. Dog HaAdomi later on told Shaul what took place. He says, I have seen him. He says, he came to this city. And he asked for what to eat. And they gave him. And the king sent for this man, this Kohen Achimelech. And he sent for his entire family. And it's called Beis Oviv HaKohanim Asher Benov. And they all came to the king. And Shaul said to him, he says, is it true that Ben Yishai, the son of Yishai, came to you and you gave him to eat and you gave him a sword? And he says, yes. He says, yes, I did, because it was David. So Shaul said, because you have done this, you shall be put to death, you and your father's house. And then he sent runners out to the city, and he says, put the entire city to death. And on that day, he killed 85 people from the family, and the entire city, man and woman, all of the children, all of the women, and everything that was in the city. And one thing we learn from here is Loshon Hara. The Mora brings, you see, that through the Loshon Hara of Dog HaAdomi was destroyed the whole city. But here this Gemara brings out something else. It says, why was David forced to go into that city? Because he didn't have what to eat. When Yohanan had sent him away, and he said, Lech Lesholem, go in peace, had he given him shtei kikreis lechem, two loaves of bread, then David would not have found it necessary to go into the city. And this is what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yechanan says, v'shigosei ele zodim, that if a person does not fulfill this mitzvah, even though it was unintentional that he did not fulfill this mitzvah, as far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned, it's intentional. Sheir ilmolei hilvu Yohanan l'David shtei kikreis lechem, if Yohanan would have escorted David with two loaves of bread, le'nehergo Nov ir kahanim, so then the city of Nov, the city of the kahanim, would not have been destroyed. Le'nitra deigo HaAdomi, Dog HaAdomi would not have come to become such a rosho that through him this whole city was destroyed, and this was his downfall. And from here came the eventual downfall, where Shaul himself was killed and his three sons. So we see firstly Gedola Legimo, how great it is to give someone something to eat, and where you should give someone something to eat, the reward is tremendous. It brings those who are far away close, like Yisro gave to Moshe. Kiren lo v'yechel lechem, bring him and I'll give him food. And through that his whole family became part of Klal Yisrael. And those who are close that didn't give were distanced among the Moav. And where you should give someone to eat and you don't, even though it's not intentional, still it causes tremendous tragedy. And this midah, this quality, this is the major quality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because to be a giver, that's the Almighty. By the Almighty, he is not a recipient. He's never a recipient. Because in order to receive, first of all, you must lack something. He doesn't lack anything. Secondly, in order to receive, you have to receive something from someone who has something that you don't have. You have to receive something from someone who has something over you. There's nobody over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is why he's the Reishis, he's the beginning. He's the source of all giving. The reason why this quality is so great is because when someone fulfills this, he identifies himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He becomes a giver. And especially when it's Parnoso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mafanes Kol Chaya, Machalkel Chayim Bechesed. When someone gives Parnoso to someone else, so he's putting himself into the esteemed and unique position where he becomes a source of life, a giver. And he brings himself close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore those that are part of this, they'll come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you'll have all the brachos. Those who are far become distanced. People think that the more you take, the more you'll have. The more life you'll have. The more you'll give, the less you'll have. It's just the opposite. When the sons came down, when the sons of Yaakov came down to Egypt, and they said, and they had to ask to buy grain, so they said, "V'yorad lonu yiridehi lonu." He says, "This is not our usual role. We're usually in the roles of givers, not in the roles of takers." A giver is someone who identifies with this quality of Hashem, and therefore he comes close to the source of life, and he becomes full of life. The more you give, the more life you have. A taker is someone who has to come unto other people for life. And you become far from the source of life. And this was the quality of Avraham Avinu. To teach his sons, be in the role of always doing for others. Be in the role of always giving to others. And especially when it comes to give bread, to give food, to give life for them. So that's what the Gemara brings here. Gedola legimo. It is so great that it's mikarevis. Those who are far away, it brings them close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And those who are close, if they do not fulfill this mitzvah, it distances them. We should be zeicher to become great in this quality, which is the hallmark of the Zera Avraham, the seed of Avraham, which Avraham taught to the world and to his nation.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.